Welcome back to the Motherhood Kit, your go-to podcast for navigating the ups and downs of mothering. With summer break on the horizon, many parents are faced with the exciting yet daunting task of choosing the perfect summer camp for your children. From traditional outdoor experiences to specialized programs focusing on arts, sports, and STEM, the options seem endless. Today, we're joined by Laura, editor of Tampa Bay Parenting, who's here to provide us with an inside scoop on navigating the world of summer camps. Together, we'll explore what sorts of camps are available, when to start planning, how much you should budget, and how to ensure your kids get the most out of this experience. So whether you're a newbie and this is your first time registering a child for summer camp, or you've done this before and seeking a high energy experience, let's dive into the world of summer camps unplugged and make this summer one to remember. Hi, and welcome to the Motherhood Kit. I'm your host, Yamel Belen, a registered nurse, doula, lactation expert, business owner, and most importantly, a proud mom of five. Join in weekly as I share my wisdom and dive deep with parenting experts to empower you with your very own toolkit. From prenatal excitement to the real, raw, sometimes harrowing, and often hilarious sides of mothering. So whether you're seeking guidance, camaraderie, or just want to lighten your load with loads of laughs, the Motherhood Kit is your safe space to connect, learn, and thrive. Let's dive in. Hi, Laura. Welcome back to the Motherhood Kit podcast.
Hi. Great to be here with you.
I am so excited for this conversation because we were just chatting off camera and we both agree that so many moms get super like overwhelmed and just flustered when the time comes, especially when we're like on the last week of school. Everybody's scrambling to figure out what to do in regards to summer camps and summer planning.
Yeah, you know, it creeps up on you fast. I feel like we're just like, we go from the holidays and then it's spring break and then all of a sudden it's the end of the year. And, you know, one thing I tell parents when they're kind of like, oh my gosh, just be calm, number one, because yes, in the rumor mill and when you're on like your Facebook groups and the mom groups, like, oh my gosh, all these camps are booked. Well, no, they're not. That's the benefit of living in such a big community. There are so many different camps. I have never booked a camp months in advance before here in Tampa Bay. I've always had luck finding camps, you know, and then a lot of families are probably like ours too. We're busy. We don't always know exactly what our summer plans are going to be. We do have a camp booked out of state because we know that we're going to be leaving out of state in the mountains. My kids have gone to this camp for several months. So yes, we booked that one to secure their spot, but that's a much smaller community. But here at home, you know, it's kind of like, okay, now that I know what our schedule is, let me see what I can find. And I've never had any trouble finding something. So that's just my number one thing. However, if there is a camp, like I use Zoo Tampa, actually they're on our cover this month, which has our summer camp guide.
Well, let's tell everybody about how you're so knowledgeable in summer camps. Let's tell everybody what you do really quick because you're a repeat guest. So some of us are familiar and I'm familiar with you, but yeah, if you can introduce yourself super quickly.
Oh, yeah, of course, editor of Tampa Bay Parenting Magazine. And of course, we're chatting now because, you know, the big conversation and the thing that we've been featuring in our previous few issues and even some upcoming issues is our summer camp guide. We put it in for about 4 to 5 months. So that way we give parents and kids even plenty of time so they can flip through the pages. And it's just a very visual way to kind of let kids and parents explore the different types of camps that are out there. And it's kind of that like thing that you can touch, yeah. Right? And it's just fun for kids to go through and say, oh, you know, this coding school looks like it would be a lot of fun. Those kids in that picture look like they're having a blast, right? Or, oh, this theater camp at Patel would love that. So I always recommend if you are magazines available in hundreds of locations throughout the Tampa Bay area. So pick one up and let your kids go through it and let them be the guide in a way to select their favorite camp.
I love that you mentioned that, you know, you published this several times to give not only parents, but kids the opportunity to look at different options. So when I was getting ready for today's episode, because I'm one of those parents that have had challenges because I'm going to be honest to everyone. I kind of have not only a fear of commitment because like you, I'm like, what about if we do something fun in the summer? What about if something pops up or family comes into town? or whatever. And then number two is that I have had poor experiences when the older kids were little. So yes. Now I'm kind of very selective on what summer camps that little girls go into. But I looked up what are the top mistakes that we make when choosing a summer camp. And one of the top mistakes is not keeping in mind your child's interests. And I love that you pointed that out, letting the kid look at the different options and having that conversation with them. Because if you spend, and let's be honest, most summer camps are an investment. Expensive. Right. Mm-hmm. So if you put in all of this time and energy into planning and investing, but your kid hates it, it's like, mm-hmm. why? Why did I do that to myself?
Exactly. You know, and at the same time, obviously you wouldn't want to book your child into something. Like if your child has zero interest in theater, for example, mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't go that route. However, you may want to sit down with them and encourage them to try something new. Maybe they've had a little bit of interest in music or a little bit of interest in a particular sport, or, you know, we're around so much water here in our area. Maybe they want to try a camp that has snorkeling, something that they haven't tried before. So you can encourage them to do that and maybe just book 1 week. So that way it's not like a big commitment, like for several weeks or even the entire summer, and just let them try something new. There are also half day camps available on different areas. So maybe it's like they're not quite ready to make that deep dive yet. But of course, make sure that's something that fits with your schedule. But there are so many different ways that you can put together and build a summer for your child where, you know, they're having fun, they're learning, or becoming an expert in what they already know or trying something new.
Yeah, and they can dabble in different things. So some of the other mistakes that people make based on my research is letting kids stay only in their comfort zone. And when we talk about that, I see that a lot, especially now in like my Juliana's age where she's 10, where they're like, oh, I want to go to the same camp that Olivia goes to, or my best friend mm-hmm. Shayla goes to. And it's like, no, this is a great opportunity for us to meet maybe other kids, or maybe, you know, Olivia's not going to the theater camp that you're going to or the art camp that you're going to. Like, don't just pick because, and it could be your bestie, mom. Yeah. So I've seen that where moms are like, well, Laura is enrolling her kids in the zoo, Tampa camp. And it's like, no, you need to base it on your child's interest. And then one big mistake that parents make based on my research is not checking qualifications. And I have to tell you, Laura, that was my sore spot. That was where I was disappointed. No shade and no, you know, disrespect to the Y. I love the Y. My girls right now are in soccer and volleyball at the Y. But at the moment when we enrolled my son, when he was younger, it was like a whole bunch of teenagers leading camp. And my son was not happy at all.
And you can ask that question, who are the guidance counselors going to be or the camp counselors going to be? And yes, definitely ask those questions. Is it going to be a trained teacher? Is it going to be a teenager? So just definitely ask those questions. And there are camps, you know, especially the ones at the schools too, tend to have the teachers who teach there during the school year, who are now teaching the camps as a way to supplement their own income as well. So it's definitely a question to ask. And every parent has a different level of comfort. And it's just kind of what fits with your family. But, you know, you could also go to the camp and or go to the location and talk to them in person, too, or pick up the phone and call and just see how, just like when you're choosing a school, what's your gut say?
That's true. So I know that you have your hands on and you've talked to probably a lot of facilitators that are planning these camps for this summer. What would you say are the top five that you have your eyes on that if you were registering the boys, you would be like, okay, I'm signing up for these?
Yeah, you know, I hate to pick favorites, you know, because we do kind of, there's like a, I know the ones that I love and love them all. So I don't really want to go that route if that's okay, because there really are so many wonderful camps. And, you know, my kids are, I would say they would probably definitely want to do like some sort of gaming camp because they love that. But at the same time, I don't know that I want them doing that this summer. I want them to get out and do something active.
Yeah, I want mine to do something outdoors or definitely something with art. I find that my girls do really well with art related things. And last year we did an art camp and I featured that on my page too. And so many people were like, oh my God, I didn't even know that this existed. One thing that I want to say, maybe we highlight a camp that you've already heard of. There are so many camps out there for every interest that you can think of, down to a camp about bugs or a camp about, you know, makeup. Or one time my daughter was in a camp, a fashion camp, and she made a lot of different fashion things throughout the camp course. So what are some camps that you're looking at? I know we're not going to touch on favorites, and I can appreciate that. But at least what are ones that you guys are featuring that we should be aware of?
Yeah, you know, one camp that's kind of cool, in my opinion, just because it would be something that I personally would want to do, would be, like I said, the Zoo Tampa or Busch Gardens camps, because there is that component with the animals that I think would be so much fun. A chance for kids to connect with these animals, learn more about what these zookeepers are doing and about the conservation work that's happening right here in Tampa Bay. And my youngest son did a camp actually at the Florida Aquarium a few years ago, which is great. And he was pretty young. I want to say he was probably in kindergarten around then. But just again, another great opportunity where they have that learning about our environment, protecting our earth. It's Earth Month here in April, but still having fun. Like they were still able to go play in the splash pad and do all those other fun things around. And the same thing with Busch Gardens, are going to get a chance to ride some of the rides. And, you know, you mentioned art. And one camp that I thought looked really cool is the art camp at the Tampa Museum of Art. And what an opportunity for kids to go. They can create their own masterpieces, but also get a chance to tour and talk with the docents about all of the different pieces of art there that professionals have made. And maybe they can follow in their footsteps. And, you know, even the performing arts camps, I love how some of them, like even with Patel, where they put on a show at the end. So
that's so beautiful.
My oldest son did one at the Tampa Theater, where they got to make a little movie. They spent the week making a movie, and we all got to go grab our popcorn and our drinks and sit in the theater and watch this movie that he and his group created with their counselors who were film students, which was kind of cool because they're able to share their craft with our kids and have someone to look up to and say, hey, you know, maybe I can do this too and be just like you when I grow up. But it's just amazing the different types of camps. And I mentioned the snorkeling one that the Clearwater Marine Aquarium is part of their camp. The kids can go on a sandbar snorkeling tour, which is super cool. And it's just that, you know, when we talked about the why, but they have like the horseback riding. You know, I did a horseback riding camp as a kid, and I still remember that. And I loved it. And, you know, not for every kid, obviously, but just kind of sit down and talk with your kids, gauge what their interest is, because we have such a variety of different things, whether it is a fashion type camp or, you know, with nature or on the water or art or theater or sports. Of course, there are a lot of different sporting camps out there. You know, I know it's kind of like, do you want to have your child try a new one? What if they don't like it? They want to go with their bestie. We had that experience with my youngest son. He wanted to try a new sport because his best friend was doing it. He doesn't love this new sport. And now we're kind of trapped into a season. And I'm like, you got to just play. You might end up liking it. Just give it more than just like one day.
Right. And what would you say, Laura, is how much should I budget? What's an average? Like, how much should I budget per week looking at all the camps that you have had your eye on over the past few weeks?
That's a tough one because they do range, but I would say per child, and this is going to sound really high, but to make sure you have that kind of comfort zone in a way on, I'd say anywhere between $200 to $250 per week. Sometimes it's even more than that. Summer camp is expensive. There's just no way around it. We have seen those prices go up. Prices have gone up everywhere. However, there are camps out there that may offer like scholarship based on like how much your income is. You know, the First Tee, I think that's through the YMCA as well. It's a golf program. You pay based on what your income is and what you can afford. Yeah. So that's a really wonderful program. And, you know, it's always worth when you're calling around to see what they have, if they do have any type of scholarship programs. Some do, not every single one does, or where there may be some sort of income based on. But I would say just based on like what we've seen for just the day camps, not the overnight camps, about, I'd say $200 to $250 a week minimum.
Yeah, we have to keep in mind that they are being staffed. And if we're looking for them to be staffed by credible people, a lot of the times these camps are being staffed, like you said, the Busch Gardens and the zoo, they're the zoologists that are there kind of talking to these kids. So those people have to be compensated. But not only that, they're putting together an experience for our kids. So if we want a high level of experience, we also have to be prepared to spend a little. And that's why I wanted wanted to have this episode available now so that we can start planning and setting aside a little bit of money for these registrations. And a lot of times what I will see is, for me, I'm always registering too. Even when I had the older kids, it was like, you know, two or three. And now I have the little girls and it's two. And they will give you some sort of discount for the second child. So that's usually a sibling discount.
Yeah. There are many of them do that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there's a discount if you're a member. So that's why if you're a member of the zoo or you're a member of the Glaser Children's Museum or a member of MOSI, you are going to get a discount on those summer camp programs. So there's kind of that added benefit of getting those annual passes. That way you can entertain your family all year long, but still get those discounts during summer and even spring break camps or holiday camps.
And I will say that if you don't have the budget right now, but you still want to have these types of experiences, there are also places that have day camps. So look into even your local library or, like I said previously, places that maybe have art classes or pottery classes or things like that. Yeah. They will have day camps where registration is very low, maybe $25, $50.
Yeah, just for the day.
And it'll just be for the day.
Yep.
So I've done that as well, especially with our travel where I can't commit to 1-2 weeks, and not even our travel. Honestly, I just love having the girls around and doing stuff like the pool, the beach. So sometimes I'm a little selfish where I'm like, no, I don't want them to leave like school.
Yeah.
You know, the school days are so long, but I do like to have those day registrations available because it keeps them busy. It keeps their mind, their creativity flowing, and it keeps them happy. Like they don't always want to be on top of me.
No, it gives them a chance to socialize. And I think children, making sure that we are socializing them, putting them around other kids is just going to benefit them. Even putting them in a situation where we talked about this a little bit earlier, you touched on it, of they don't know anybody. Well, that's life. When you grow up, you need to learn how to make new friends and learn how to be put into a room with people that you don't know. And it's a really good life skill. So it's not just maybe the skill that they're building, just maybe whatever that theme of the camp is, but it's also that social skills that they're working on.
So what would you say, Laura, in summary, what would you say are one of the things that, or some of the things that we can do to make sure that our kids are getting the most out of summer camp?
Yeah, just be excited about it too. But I think the number one thing is just involving them in the process. Let them look at the camp's website. Let them look at, you know, ads like ours and the magazine, because it's, you know, they're visual. And kind of talk to them, what are your interests? What do you want to learn? And you can obviously, you know, talk to their friends and see what their friends are doing for their different camps and maybe just do a variety. And they don't have to do the same camp all summer. Now, this is where you're probably going to have to go into spreadsheet mode and get everything organized, but just make it fun. Make it fun for them. Don't look at it as daycare, even though essentially that's, you know, a lot of working families, that's what it is.
Right.
But make it fun for them. And just number one, involve them in the process. That's my top tip.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much, Laura. We're going to link how to get to Tampa Bay Parenting, how to access if you want a hard copy, but there's also digital copies where you can take a look at all the summer camps that they have listed. And if you're not in Tampa, we're also going to list a resource on how you can identify camps in your area. Thanks again, Laura.
Awesome. Thank you. Great to see you.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of The Motherhood Kit. I hope that you've enjoyed diving into the world of summer camps, and I'm fully confident you'll be able to identify the perfect adventure for your child. Remember, whether it's learning about animals, crafting masterpieces in an art camp, or scoring goals on the soccer field, summer camp is all about creating unforgettable memories and making new friends. So grab your sunscreen, pack your bug spray, and get ready for an epic summer filled with laughter, learning, and endless fun. Connect with me on Instagram at Yamel Belen or on TikTok at The Motherhood Kit. Let's continue to hold hands in this season of motherhood. Until next time.